you got against the spring hop?
I don't have anything against the spring hop. This is $7.50 for tickets. I have something against. I only have about $4 to my name.
Wow.
What wow?
That wow. That sharp-looking hunk of stuff.
Oh.
Who do you suppose that belongs to?
Well, I haven't the slightest idea.
Boy, now that's what I call class.
Well, it's out of your class.
Well, a guy can fantasize, can he? When you see lines like that, it isn't easy to settle for Old Faithful.
Robbie Douglas, don't you dare call me Old Faithful. I mean, just because I don't smear makeup all over my face.
Wait a minute. What are you talking about?
You going ape over that girl.
What girl? Oh, that girl, Eloise. I was talking about the car.
What car?
What car? That car.
It didn't take me so long, did it?
Oh.
Hey, that's Al Morgan.
Three cheers. Who's Al Morgan?
You remember Al? He's in the class ahead of us. He dropped out of school last year. Hey, Al!
Oh, hi. Douglas, right?
Right. It's Robbie Douglas. This is Eloise Templer and Al Morgan.
Hello.
Gwen? It's Gwen Scott, Robbie Douglas, and Eloise Templer.
Right. How do you do?
Hello.
Hey, this is some set of wheels.
They get me around. I have a flashier model to impress my customers.
Oh. What are you doing on campus? Coming back to finish?
Not me, no. I stopped by to see the head of the vocational bureau. I'm looking for some part-time salesmen.
Well, I don't know what business you're in, but if it'll get me a car like this, put me down.
Douglas, are you interested in the job?
Well, I was sort of kidding there.
Couldn't you use some extra money? I mean, a lot of extra money?
That's the most unnecessary question of the year.
Sure. Look, Gwen and I are on our way to lunch off campus. You two come along, I'll buy you lunch and fill you in on the picture.
All right. What about it, Uncle Charlie? Sounds terrific, doesn't it?
I don't care how it sounds.
This guy, Al Morgan, he buys houses from builders who've gone broke. Then he hires a crew, finishes them, landscapes them, and he's selling them like hotcakes.
Good for him. But get this straight. Your dad's not going to let you take a job selling houses or hotcakes.
It's only part-time, after school and weekends. Al said one of the salesmen made $700 his first month.
Boy, that's a lot of loot.
I'd be making more than any guy in school.
You'd be making more than the dean. Say, when you talk to this Morgan guy, to tell him no dice. Mention my name.
I need the money. As it is, I can't afford to take Eloise to the spring hop. I need some new clothes and a whole bunch of parts for my car.
Yeah, save your breath. It's up to your dad. And I can tell you right now what he's going to say. No.
Yes.
Oh, Dad, that's just great. Thanks a lot. I've got to get over to the office and tell Al before the job is gone. I'll be back later.
See ya.
Well, that does it. A whole education down the drain.
Oh, no, Charlie, he's not a kid anymore. I mean, he has to make his own decisions. Can't lock him in his room and tell him he has to do his homework. He thinks he has time for both college and this job, so we have to give him a chance to prove it.
And suppose his schoolwork starts to go kaput?
Well, then I'm sure he'll have sense enough to give up the job.
You really think he'll choose brains in the head over money in the pocket?
I'm counting on it.
Al, I did it. Look at this. I did it. Nice work. Gotta get this check framed. It's the first time one of my salesmen ever sold a house right off. It's the first time I've ever sold anything and made $300. Boy, if the Girl Scouts hear about this, they'll give up cookies.
No, this is great, Rob. Just fine.
Yeah, thanks. Al, I better get home and hit the books. I'll see you tomorrow, huh?
Oh, hey, Rob. I don't like to ask you, but could you possibly work tonight?
I better not. I've got a psych paper due.
Okay. Just a thought. A couple of hot prospects are coming in. It's a sure sale. Another fast 300.
Could I meet him after class tomorrow?
They work during the day.
Oh. Don't worry about it.
I'll just hand it over to one of my other salesmen.
$300.
Wait a minute, Al. Wait. As a matter of fact, on second thought, I don't really have to do that paper tonight.
That's a spread, Rob. Here's a listing. The house is, three and a den.
On Palm.
Right.
Thought I heard you come up the stairs. A little late for a weeknight, isn't it?
Oh, these people came over to see a house, and they wanted to go through 10 others, and they asked a million questions.
I see.
I made my first sale today, Dad. $300 commission.
$300?
Yeah.
Well, that's fine, Rob, but...
And I'm going to close tonight's sale, too.
Well, that's a lot of money, but what about your homework?
I'm going to do my homework tonight.
Don't you think it'd be a good idea to hit the sack now and get some sleep and get up early in the morning and do it?
No, I better do it tonight. I'm pretty groggy in the mornings.
Okay. Can I get you a glass of hot milk or something?
No, thanks, Dad. Milk puts me to sleep.
Oh. Good night.
Night.
Don't work too late.
I just do my sack paper.
Jeff, we have a rich relative.
It's Al Morgan's. I'm meeting some new clients and we have to impress them.
How about taking us for a ride?
Oh, sorry. I have to go right back downtown. I just raced home to change.
Are you going to not eat dinner with us again?
Right. I don't have the time.
We don't see you much.
Well, I didn't sell 3 houses in 5 weeks by staying home watching television.
Did you buy more suits?
Well, just a couple of sports jackets and some shirts and some shoes.
Boy, I can hardly wait till Rob gets a car like this. I'm old enough to borrow it.
Ah, you're home. Good. Dinner in about 10 minutes.
Oh, sorry, Uncle Charlie. I don't have time to eat. I'm busy.
Oh, wait a minute. You better find time to have a picture taken.
A picture?
To put in your father's room so he can remember what you look like.
Come on, Uncle Charlie. It's not that bad. I'll be home early tonight.
Good. Ask for me and I'll be glad to introduce you. And before the evening's over, I'll introduce you to another stranger. Your homework.
Don't worry, I'll do my homework later.
When later? After graduation?
Morning, everybody.
Hi, Robbie.
Hey, Robbie, sit down and eat your breakfast.
Sorry, Uncle Charlie. I'm meeting a client this morning.
It'll only take 2 minutes. A bowl of cornflakes didn't stop John D. Rockefeller from becoming a millionaire.
Al has a lot of faith in me. He called to tell me the crew just finished another house in Sycamore Grove. Boy, he wants me to check it out. If I sell this one, it'll be my 7th. So long.
So long.
7 houses. He must be rolling in money.
If Dad was smart, he'd give up his engineering work and take up a part-time job.
Good morning, Daddy.
Good
morning. Good morning, Charlie. Good morning, Chip. Good morning, Ernie. Good morning, Robbie's chair.
Missed him again, Dad.
Yeah. Well, I may have lost a son, Ernie, but I've gained a tycoon.
You gained a tycoon, all right. Some tycoon.
I knew it. I just knew it.
What's the matter?
From the dean at Robbie's college.
Anything wrong, Dad?
Benedict Arnold's father got warmer letters from George Washington. Well, I'm not the type that goes around saying I told you so, but I told you so.
What's the matter?
Robbie is starting to flunk at college. That's what's the matter. Are you going to do something about it?
I certainly am, Charlie. I'm going to stop by on the way to the plant and have a talk with him.
Well, it doesn't have to be much of a talk. Just 2 words. Goodbye, job.
But I can't give him orders like he was still a kid, Charlie. I'll just talk to him logically and intelligently.
Fine. Just tell him logically and intelligently. If he doesn't quit this job, you'll break every bone in his body. You want me to go with you, Steve?
No, this is between Robbie and me, Charlie. Thanks.
Well, I guess we're losing a tycoon and getting back a brother.
Hello, Ron.
Tad, what are you doing here?
I came by to talk to you.
Oh, come on in. I doubt if we'll have any customers with this rain. Here, have a seat.
Thanks.
Are you thinking of buying a new house, Dad? I got plenty for sale.
No. I got a letter from the dean this morning.
I'm sorry, Dad.
Well, you have to face the fact. You can't handle both college and this job.
I guess not. I sure enjoyed it, though.
Well, I can understand that. I mean, a fast buck is attractive at your age, but it's not worth the cost.
Right. Well, I guess I'll just talk to the dean Monday, tell him I'm quitting school.
Quitting school? Rob, I was talking about quitting this job.
Quitting this job? Dad, the only reason you go to college is to get a good job, and I've got one.
Now, wait a minute. I'll say you've done very well for your beginner, but I think you'll agree that you've also been very lucky. I mean, considering how little you know about the real estate business.
Well, I know all I need to know. Anything else I can pick up as I go along. Oh, college is just a waste of time.
College is never a waste of time, Rob. Now, if you want to study real estate, fine. You can take some courses in the psychology of salesmanship, and in escrow financing and mortgages, maybe even construction engineering. But at least get your degree.
What for? Al dropped out of school, and he's hiring guys with college degrees.
Rob, a lot of men do well without a college education, but the odds are against it. You have to have a solid background for a solid career, and it's difficult to get that background without a good education.
Al doesn't need to know about electricity to hire an electrician, or how to read blueprints to hire a carpenter. Look at this housing development in Sycamore Grove. All Al had to do was hire the experts to fix it up for him. He's making more money than they are. Boy, you can't argue with success like that.
Yes, I can argue with it. I think a man should be trained for the work he's going to do.
Well, Dad, I can get all the training I need right here on the job. Unless you insist.
No. Even if I could force you to stay in college, Rob, you wouldn't get the education I'm talking about. You have to want to learn.
I've thought this over, and what I want to do is quit school and stick with this great job.
You've made up your mind?
Yeah.
Well, if I can help any time, why, let me know, huh?
Thanks.
But just remember, Rob, this is a big move. So you'd better be very sure. I'll see you.
Bye.
2 years of college down the drain.
Well, Charlie, how do you convince a boy that a college education is important when he's making all that money?
At least give it one more try. Explain to him how necessary a diploma is.
Well, he seems to think a diploma is just a piece of paper.
All right. Explain to him how a piece of paper can be worth $1 million. Tell him if he was on a desert island and wanted to write a rescue note, he'd give his eye teeth for a piece of paper.
That proves the value of a diploma?
Sure it does. If I had a college diploma, would I come up with a stupid example like that?
Oh. Well, look, Charlie, don't wait dinner for me. I think I'll stop by and talk to him again on the way home.
Oh, how do you do?
We're wet.
I'm Robert Douglas, representing Morgan Holmes. What can I do for you?
My name's Bradley, Ed Bradley. This is Mrs. Bradley.
Hello. We weren't sure the office would be open in weather like this, Mr. Douglas.
Mrs. Bradley, weather like this is the test of a fine home. Are you interested in one of our Morgan homes?
As of about 3 hours ago.
I beg your pardon?
We had a deposit on a house on Norwood Avenue with the Frank Ellis Real Estate Company. We went over to see it this afternoon.
We don't want a house with a pool.
But you made a deposit on it.
When we made the deposit, it didn't have a pool. But since this rain started, we have one in the living room.
Oh, I see. Why don't you come in? Just take your coats off and leave them on the chair.
Thanks.
Make yourselves at home. So the rain leaked in, huh?
Yeah, like the Atlantic Ocean leaked in between the United States and Europe.
They must have known the roof was leaky, but they went right ahead and tried to sell us.
We'll get our deposit back, and we have to go to court and sue him for every cent he's got. A crook like that ought to be run out of business. Well, anyhow, the reason we came, some friends recommended a house you people are showing in Sycamore Grove.
And if the inside is dry today, well, we won't have to worry about it being waterproof.
Well, I'd be very happy to show it to you. And I can guarantee if it's a Morgan home, it won't give you any problems.
Is it very far? This weather is really awful.
Well, it's on the other side of town. But don't worry, Mrs. Bradley. It's downstream all the way.
It's a marvelous-sized living room.
Well, it's certainly drier than the other living room.
You can rely on us. Mr. Morgan absolutely guarantees the construction. You can tell the quality of this house just by looking.
I can't tell a thing by just looking. The other house looked fine to me until it started raining. Then all of a sudden, we had an 8-room shower.
Well, no worries here. It's been raining for 5 days, and there's not a single leak.
Well, there better not be. I'm sorry to sound like such a crank, but I just don't like being taken for a sucker and shown houses that are ready to fall apart.
Well, this one is not falling apart, darling.
Lois, are you sure this is where you want to live?
I'm sure. The house is wonderful.
I'm not surprised. I just knew you'd like it. It's too bad it's so wet out and you can't go in the back and see the yard and the hill. Mr. Morgan just put in a good-looking cinder block retaining wall.
We can see it through the back window. Besides, I'd like to check the utility closet.
It's a big one. Housewives delight.
Oh!
I want you to take a look at the kitchen cabinets. And an added attraction of ours, it's fresh vegetable storage.
Oh, that is nice. Oh, the stove!
I guess all workmen are the same. They don't care how much mud they track over the place. Probably one of the painters or appliance men did that. I'll get him mopped up right away.
Honey, come look at this stove. Ed, this is just the kind of stove I've always wanted. And look, it has a sink connected to it. I've never seen anything like that before, have you?
And you got plenty of cabinet space, too. That's what you're always complaining about.
I know. That's right where I'm going to keep the dishes that Mother gave us.
That's a good spot.
And look, there's a fan over the stove that'll take all the cooking odors away.
That's right.
It's really wonderful. And it has push buttons. Look.
Really,
such a pretty little door. I love it. Mr. Douglas?
Yes?
The utility closet outside.
Yes, but it's awfully wet out there. Why don't we take a look at it tomorrow when it's nice and sunshiny? Why don't you folks take another look around the house? I just want to leave a message for the workmen not to leave another mess like they did today. I want you to make very sure that you're satisfied before you make any decision.
He's right, dear.
He's absolutely right. We want to be very sure we like the place before we make another move.
Right.
I do think I like it, though. It's just
too... I do, too.
Douglas, a man just walked through.
Oh, that was our plumbing inspector.
Shall we go?
Great little house, isn't it? We have several other prospects looking at it. I suggest we get right over to the office and get right into escrow.
It's up to Lois.
Let's buy.
Okay.
I'm ready to come over to your office and give you a check.
Oh, that's just fine. Why don't we get going before the deluge gets too great?
Rob!
Oh,
I was just over to the office.
Al, there's a man in the kitchen who wants to see you right away.
Never mind that. I was just...
Right away, Al.
Bet.
Just thanks. That's our Mr. Morgan.
Well, say, I'd like to meet him.
Oh, he's too busy. He's with the plumber right now.
I'm Al Morgan. Did you have something to tell me?
Well, I'm Rob's father. And the backyard is coming into the house.
What?
The backyard's coming into your house. I'm giving Rob a chance to tell his prospects on his own.
Where are you going?
Going into the kitchen, Al.
Oh, you can't go in there.
Yes, I can, Al. Come on, folks.
Mr. and Mrs. Bradley, this is my father, Stephen Douglas.
I knew it.
You know, money is nice, but it isn't that important. Not even a $300 commission.
Well, you guys look a lot cleaner. Here we go, warm milk. Take the chill out of your bones.
Oh, thanks, Charlie. Well, Charlie, Rob's going to finish college.
What, no dropout?
That's right.
Well, that calls for a toast. How about, here's mud in your eye?
Every Saturday in April, the fools of TV Land are right here. Bob Newhart, Tim Conway, Flip Wilson, Joey Bishop, and more in some of their most foolish episodes. Coming up this morning, starting at 10 o'clock Eastern, 7 Pacific, on the Wonders of TV Land.